Chapter 29. The Sun ran a correction for their porn story in a tiny box on page 2 where no one would see it. What did it matter? The damage had been done. Plus it cost Meg tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. I rang Pa yet again. "Don't read it, darling," I cut him off. I wasn't about to hear that nonsense again. Also, I wasn't a boy anymore. I tried a new argument. I reminded Pa that these were the same shoddy bastards who'd been portraying him as a clown all his life, ridiculing him for sounding the alarm about climate change. These were his tormentors, his bullies, and now they were tormenting and bullying his son and his son's girlfriend. Did that not inspire his outrage? "Why have I got to beg you, Pa? Why is this not already a priority for you? Why is this not causing you anguish, keeping you up at night, that the press are treating Meg like this? You adore her. You told me so yourself. You bonded over your shared love of music. You think she's funny and witty and impeccably mannered. You told me. So why, Pa? Why?" I couldn't get a straight answer. The conversation went in circles, and when we hung up, I felt abandoned. Meg, meanwhile, reached out to Camilla, who tried to counsel her by saying this was just what the press always did to newcomers, that it would all pass in due time. That Camilla had been the bad guy once. The implication being what? Now it was Meg's turn? As if it were apples to apples? Camilla also suggested to Meg that I become Governor General of Bermuda, which would solve all our problems by removing us from the red-hot center of the maelstrom. Right, I thought. And one added bonus of that plan would be to get us out of the picture. In desperation, I went to Willie. I took advantage of the first quiet moment I'd had with him in years. The end of August 2017, at Althorp, 20th anniversary of Mummy's death. We rowed the little boat out to the island. The bridge had been removed to give my mother privacy, to keep intruders away. We each had a bouquet of flowers, which we set on the grave. We stood there a while, having our own thoughts, and then we talked about life. I gave him a quick summary of what Meg and I had been dealing with. "Don't worry, Harold. No one believes that shit." "Not true. They do. It's drip-fed to them day by day, and they come to believe it without even being aware." He didn't have a satisfying answer for that, so we were silent. Then he said something extraordinary. He said he thought Mummy was here, meaning among us. "Yes, me too, Willie. I think she's been in my life, Harold, guiding me, setting things up for me. I think she's helped me start a family, and I feel as though she's helping you now too." I nodded. "Totally agree. I feel as though she helped me find Meg." Willie took a step back. He looked concerned. That seemed to be taking things a bit far. "Well, now, Harold, I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't say that.